So Rabbi Sai, we are at the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. And if you recall, the Mishnah said we were talking about Oris, the trellis. That's what it's called in English, right? A trellis.
Looking for you guys all over the place.
I'm sorry, the classroom is locked. I did not have the key. And Shlomi has the key, but he was out the door. Out the door.
They left the lights on for us.
Yeah. So the Mishnah discussed this specific case of Oris, right? And the Machlokes by Shimon Beis Hillel, right? So, which we're going to return to very soon. Just remember that. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri made a statement, and he said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, toyin kol oimrim kach. Anybody who thinks this is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about how far you measure and whether Oris has a din of a kerem, you're wrong. That's not what this is about. Okay? What it's about is where you have this trellis, or we'll call it a wall, and you have vines that are trained upon them, I would say lean on them. And if there's Dalet Amos between the vines and the wall, you can C-A-N plant in between them. If there's not, you cannot plant. They're considered confined and you cannot plant in between. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says this whole machlokes is about. Okay, so let's explore this. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Shloshtan Amru Dover Echad. They all say one thing. They say something in common. Nun Hei Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yishmael, the Saninan, because we learned in the Mishnah, which is Eddie is, Al Gina Ketana Shehimu Kefes Aris, he says Eidos, that on a small garden that is surrounded by an oris with a vine on each side. If the garden contains enough area for the person that is harvesting, the botzer, and the botzer's basket on one side, and the same on the other side, tizara, you can plant in the garden. The imlawai tizara, but if it doesn't have And if you don't have that shear of distance, you cannot.
It's an interesting Gemara that it's telling you the item rather than the distance itself.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Shlomi and I, was struggling at that. He couldn't just say what Rabbi Yishmael is saying is if it has Dalet Amos if it's confines Dalet Amos, you can plant. If it doesn't have Dalet Amos, you can't plant. Why they said it in this way?
Because it wants to teach you that you need a person as an Amma and the basket as an
Amma. Yeah, right. And that's Amma. And that's the next piece of Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yoina. I'm Rabbi Yoina, right? I'm a Boltzer, but I'm a Sali. I'm a Boltzer, I'm a Sali. Okay, each thing is an Amma, right? So there, that's how you get. That's how you get Arba Amos. Right, but just so you get it, and this is very funny, and we couldn't get over why there's no picture for this. So if you can imagine it in your mind's eye, so it's a square, okay, and there's an Amma, kind of a footpath of an Amma perimeter around the square. All right, so. That is what you cannot plant. That's the Amma Boltzer. That's the perimeter that the man stands in, the harvester. And the next Amma is the Salo. You can plant there. The planting area of this four Ammas is two by two. It's two Ammas by two Ammas. Right? Because there's an Amma on each side of that perimeter. The Amma Boltzer and Amma Boltzer on each side, right? All you get is that middle 2x2. So and that's a Rabbi Shmuel's halacha, okay? So now we're going to take a little bit of a side discussion just to understand this better. Havim boyin meimar. So they wanted to understand like this in base Spanish. Mandi amram ikar agafonim maishkin. So remember, we did have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to the Tanna Kamma, about Oris and how you measure the four Amas, because it has a status of a Kerem, right? So do you measure it from the Oris, from the wall, or do you measure it from the vines that are a little bit off the wall? That was the question, right? So Rabbi Shammai said you measure it from the vines, and Beis Hillel said you measure it from the wall, right? So how does it work out here? Does it have any relevance to Rabbi Yishmael? According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it has no relevance. We said that. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that all we care about is the confines between the Oris and the Gefanim. What's in between? There's no... So you can't say, where are we measuring? Those are the two things that we would be measuring, and we're measuring in between them. So the Machlokes of Hashem Vesil does not come to play at all, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, in his halacha. How about Rabbi Shmuel's halacha? We have this gina, which is confined, right? And a 4x4. Are you measuring from the walls, or are you measuring from the center? So if you say, right, Mandu Amra Mekar Agafanim Maishkin Nicha, if you say, okay, the 4x4 has to be from the vines, totally understandable. That gives you 4x4 space. Mandu Amra Mekar Hagadir Maishkin, but if you're going to go back to Beis Shammai's measurement standard, which is the trellis itself, the oris itself, how does that work out? Do the trunks of the vines not cut into the four that you need? So let's say you had a trellis, right? It's exactly 4 amas by 4 amas on all four sides, surrounded by orises, by trellises, right? But then you have a half an ama into it, you have vines on all the sides. So you don't really have 4 amas by 4 amas. It was very specific. It said, the Lashon was, Malo Boltzer V'Salai B'Kan Amalai Boltzer V'Salai B'Kan. If you have a Boltzer, he's not in between the wall and the vine. He's on the other side of the vine. So you can't measure from the Oris, Arba Amas, and have a real Arba Amas. It cuts into it. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara answers, Tiftar Shaya Chavukin L'Kaisel. And the Hanami, we're talking about a case, if you're going to apply that measurement of Beis Hillel from the wall, you're going to have to talk about a case where it's right close up, the vines are placed right up to the wall. So that there's no real difference between...
Wait, so I don't understand. Where did the Arba Amos? According to Beis Shammai, you're saying that it's understood because you're saying it's a boat service solo and the wall is right next to the gina. It's between the gina and the geffen, right?
The wall is between the wall right, is the geffen is between the geffen is between the wall and the gina.
Yes, meaning the geffen is outside of the wall, but you're saying
no, the geffen's on the yes, on
the outside of the wall, and then the gina is inside.
Yeah. Well, no, they're both inside the wall. There's a square inside. There's a square inside with, right? They're all orises.
It's a square.
It's a 2x2 square,
right?
Surrounded by a 4x4 square of orises. 2x2 amas by 4x4 amas.
Okay.
Okay, and so the vines are inside, and they're leaning against the oris.
Inside?
Yes, they're inside, yes.
Yes,
they're inside.
Okay, so fine. So it's
that was the Gemara's Kasha. Where do you have 4x4?
The Gemara says that it's up against.
It's right up against.
Okay,
so
measure from there.
Yeah, measuring from the vine and measuring from the oris is the same. That's all. That's what the Gemara means to say. It's 1 am until you reach the gina on each side. One.
Boatzer and salo.
No, boatzer you can't use. Salo is part of the gina.
Oh, salo you can.
Yes, salo is part of the gina.
So I'm saying there's only 1 ama between the kerem and the gina.
That's correct. On all sides. That's what I said. That's an Amma perimeter.
So it was Amma Shisha Tfachim?
Yes.
But Shisha Tfachim, we said that it's not good for Karam. We said it's only good for a single vine.
And right. And
these are not single vines.
Hello. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita, and that's what we're discussing here.
Right.
Okay, this is real important. We're not talking about a getter of a kerem. We're talking about the special din of an aris. It's not a kerem, especially when it's mu'ukam. Remember?
No, but this is
mu'ukam because you don't have. This is for sure mu'ukam. Because all you have, think about it, Dov. All you have is a vine on each side. Ein l'cha mu'ukam gadol mizu. That's the biggest mu'ukam in the world. Yeah, there's no kerem here. We're not talking about a kerem here.
Okay.
We're talking about a special din of aris.
Okay.
And that's the whole point. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, no kerem. We're talking about the din of that confinement that aris and the vines provide. Rabbi
right.
Shmuel says a similar halacha. The confinement that aris has provided if they're placed around the perimeter of
right.
a garden.
So the chiddush is what we know already, that you need shisha tfachim to
yeah,
plant.
You're going to get your shisha tfachim.
That's it.
Correct. That's all you're going to get. Right.
This is what you're planting as on your merpeset.
Right. What?
No, this is not on merpeset. That's above ground. That's a whole different...
Well, yeah, Shapsi means a merpeset, a ground level merpeset.
What's the right word? Dirat Kina. No,
that's... You're arguing that. Oh, yeah. Rabbi Monk had one. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay. Okay, so that's how we're going to understand Rabbi Shmuel, okay? So now the Gemara asks your question, though. We're getting into that. Loi arba einam klum hilchas oras b'chamesh? But is it not so? I'm reading from the English. That four vines are nothing, for the law of oras only applies to five vines, even if it's not a kerem, even the special halacha of Oris, we said, needs five vines. So where do you get five vines? You only have an Oris of four. There's a vine on leaning against each one. Four, not five.
Is it because of the pattern that allows it to...
So the Gemara answers... And we're on Nun Heyim Abayz on the top. Amar Rab Chananya, Tiftar, Shal Yishtei Kufanim Nusunas Bekeren Zavasachas. Look at the diagram on footnote 1. There are five Gefanim, A, B, C, D, and E goes back to A. So one corner, they're not like I was telling you that there's an Aris in, well, I didn't say it. In the center of each, there's a vine in the center of each aris. No, in each corner there is an aris.
So one of the corners
has two. But, she'im yim tochein. Oh, I'm sorry. Rachmil didn't have the picture. Yeah, you see the picture? Yeah, but keep on looking. Keep on looking at the bottom picture. She'im yim tochein. Hey, Nirin Ka'arba, they know yin. If you spread them out, if you take the four, and then you create with them an imaginary straight line, you're going to have four. You're not going to have two rows. You're going to
have one row of five, and that's Beis Shammai.
You're going to have
a kerem to Beis Shammai, not to Beis Hillel.
But it's not a kerem. We're talking about Oros.
But why wouldn't this constitute a kerem?
Because it's not a kerem. We're talking about Oris. Where do you see a kerem?
It's five in a row.
It's not in a row.
It's mu'ukam. We're talking about imaginary. Because this is an unbelievable thing. So what are we talking about? So the mashmos of this Gemara, and you can't get into all the complexities. The mashmos of this Gemara is just like we learned up until now in the Masechta, basically, that whenever you have a kerem, the vines are always placed four amas apart. It seems that for Oris, the same halacha applies, the same requirement. You have to have them spaced four amas apart.
Except for the corner that has
But
two.
That corner, so that's the chiddush here. That in the corner, as long as if you would imaginary place them straight, you would have four in between, that's enough for the four apart.
By the way, from the starting point to the end point, there's always four between. And you're not going around the cycle.
Yeah, if you look at footnote one, it says, for alternative explanation, this Gemara, see Ras Cirilli, Opnei Moshe. This is how the Marafolda understands it, and he has a good reason. There's a good reason for sticking to this, because five blot later, it's going to come back again. This same thing, and it's definitely a very strong in the Mashmois, in the Gemara, here, there, and according to the Meforshim and Edius, that you need four Amos. A lot of people are chaylik with that, so this doesn't even make sense. How do you get to four Amos, like Dov was saying? Well, you don't have four Amos, it's in the quarter. Ain't nothing yet, right? And let's see the Ras Cirilli, I mean, let's see. Shem yispashet akerem harehem nirin ka'arba b'neihem. Klaimar, shem yispashtu yiru ki'ilu dalat amas arba b'neihem dekhein tzorach ben kol gefen gefen dalat amas. Kem pirish arrive at zal be'edias. I was reading from Rav Fulda. But he says, in the Ras Cirilli on the bottom, you see, it's not in the corners. Do you see that? It's all over. It's a scattergram, according to the Ras Cirilli. You see his little picture there?
Yeah.
They're only chashiv because they were placed on a getter. We're talking about a kerem ukam. You don't have the Ras Cirilli on down there? Really? Oh. The eyes of a hotter put it in. Oh, okay. V'dami l'mo'okam, so it's considered a kerem okam, but the kasav of the arba amas l'mo'okam poni hu d'huskuru, avaloi l'harkik men arba amas ke kerem gomer. This is not, according to Ras Cirilli, it's not telling you, oh, you got to have the arba amas in between because it's a real kerem. We're telling you, you have to have at least arba amas in the middle of that box. That's all it's telling you. So it's like a kerem okam. So anyway, tzarachian, you need a little bit more work on this. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, now let's get to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, we said three said davar echad, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yossi. Here's the third one. So there's a Ninon, because we learned in a Mishnah, and that is the same, that's the Mishnah below here. And it's a Machlekes, by the way, which this Mishnah is, because Rabbi Yis uses exactly the same verbiage in the Mishnah below on 59b, and then the same Mishnah, and the same verbiage as in the fourth parak we had, or the fifth parak, where he was talking about where we had a Charitz. And you had, it was Arba Amis, right? It was confined. So, right, Rabbi Yossi used the same. So the Rosh holds, that's the mission it's referring to. Rabbi Yossi, Yomarim, Ein Sham Arba Amis, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham. If you don't have Arba Amis, you cannot bring Zera to that. And let's just assume we're talking about the mission later. That's how most of the Mepharshim go. So take a look at the footnote three, the diagram there, and you see, basically we're talking about the same thing, Yerachmiel. Instead of having a perimeter, a garden with a perimeter of four, we're talking about an L-shaped garden. We have orifices on two sides. That's what we're talking about, and that's where Rabbi Yossi says. Im ein sham arba amos. If you do not have, again, it's imaginary. But if you don't have arba amos, if you take that L, and you extend both sides, you need arba amos in order to plant in the L. If you don't have arba amos, you cannot plant in the L. Same as Rabbi Yishmael, except for two sides. Same thing. Okay. So the Gemara is going to go through the same kasha. If you're talking about measuring the arba amos right from the vine, so you have arba amos. Does not that vine eat into your arba amos? You don't have arba amos, right? So the Gemara answers, same answer. talking about a case here also, according to Rabbi Yossi, where you have an L shape, it's also where the vines are stuck to the kaisel. Okay? The Hachin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Hacha, and so too as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds this way.
Which contradicts what we learned earlier, that they used to leave the space because it makes the kaisel ra'ua. So they always planted because the roots will.
I mean, sounds right, but I don't remember exactly where.
Anybody remember?
To leave it space away from the wall.
Yes,
the roots always. Will go underneath it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't.
Yeah. You have to be talking about where.
We said that throughout the.
So how do we know these aren't from the wall?
What?
How do you know that these aren't space?
Because he says it's chavuk.
It's chavuk. It does say that.
That's chibuk. I'm saying it's hugging. There's no space.
Okay, so again, let's get back to that earlier discussion that was troubling us. We have to revisit it again. So according to this Rabbi Yossi, he said at an L shape, if there's four amas, you're good. If there's less than four amas, you're not. But again, did we not say that you need four amas in between each one in order to be choshev enough, right? So from here, the safer near, you look at that footnote 7, says it's obvious an Oros doesn't need Arba Amos, right? So we have a little bit of a stira already, even before we get five lot later. We just learned the Gemara where Rabbi Hananya says you have two in one corner and you spread it out in one line, and as long as it's four amas in between, you're okay. That sounds like what? An oris needs four amas. Here it's mufurish, and an oris doesn't need four amas.
Is there an advantage of this area being called an oris if it's not an oris? So we're allowed to plant this way. Is it we're not allowed to plant this within four amas? If they're the same mint, we're allowed to do it. What's the advantage of trying to satisfy the rules of oris?
Oh, we don't want to satisfy the questions. It's the same question on the sechta. Can you keep on... Can you plant other things? It's always going to be that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. And this is where you get into all these different... You have a stira within the two lines of each other. In one instance, the Gemara of Rabbi Hananya seems to say you need Arba Amos in this kind of situation, Oris situation. And with the L-shaped Oris... clear, you do not. It's clear. Rabbi says, right? So now maybe there's a difference. And the Maral Folder kind of explains it to be the same lamdis. It's talking about four sides or two sides. So you have to be mechalak somehow between saying whether you need Arba Amos in a four-sided configuration, but you do not need Arba Amos in an L-shaped configuration. Okay. Now, we're just going to clean this up here just to get it clear. Mistabra, this is like wonderful, you know, in the Yerushalmi. Like, you have it in the Bavli a little bit, but like the Yerushalmi likes to point out Chalukim itself as if it was a Mefirish, you know, it's very good. Mistabra, Rabbi Yaisa, Rabbi Shmuel, Yaidun, Rabbi Yechem, and Nuri. It's Mistabra that Rabbi Yaisa, Rabbi Shmuel, their cases of the four sides and the L-shaped confinements, they would be mighty to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that you can't plant in between an oris, right? In between the wall and the vine. Everybody's going to be mighty to that. For Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lo yoidei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is not necessarily going to be mighty because that's a real confinement between the wall and the vines, right? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, who says that's Osir, is not necessarily going to be Maida, that the case of the Oris all the way around, the four or the L, is going to be Osir. It's not Muchrach, the Gemara is saying, right? And similarly, Rabbi Yossi, Yoidei, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi who Osirs in the four Amos, in the L shape, unless it's four Amos, he'll be Maida in the case of Rabbi Yishmael, that's a bigger confinement. Four walls is a bigger confinement than an L, right? I'm not, we're on the top of Nun Vav Med Aleph. Rabbi Yishmael, well, you had a Rabbi Yaisi. But if you hold, it's you hold four walls is a confinement, you wouldn't necessarily say that an L shape is a confinement. It's not muchrach, right? Okay. Now, the last part of our Mishnah spoke about Rabbi Akiva introducing, for the first time in the Masechta, a brand new shir. We've been saying all along that you need six tefachim for Avodas Geffen. Rabbi Akiva said, no, three tefachim, right? That's Rabbi Akiva's shita, it seems, okay? So let's delve into this. The Gemara wants to talk about this. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. You need three and not six. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halacha k'divri mishu hu mekel b'chutz la'aretz. Halacha doesn't state Rabbi Akiva or anything. He says the halacha is like whoever is mekel in chutz la'aretz. So there's two ways of understanding this. Some say that Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi is cholek on Rav, and he holds that Rabbi Akiva is moida, that it is six tefachim. It's only in Bavel where he said three tefachim, and that therefore the halacha in Bavel is three tefachim. That because he holds Rabbi Akiva is also moida that it's six tefachim in Eretz Yisrael. Some say no, he's just straight out. Being chaylik and holds that the halacha is not like yes, what is it?
Why do you have to say that? Why can't you just say that Rav lived in Bavel and he's saying that the halacha is Rabbi Akiva in Bavel because it was chutz la'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael everybody's molded that it's shishal tefachim.
That's how the Pnei Maisha learns Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. That's exactly what he says. But the Rosh Cirilio learns that Rabbi Akiva is not being, excuse me, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi was not being cholik with Rav. He was pointing out that Rabbi Akiva was only saying it in Babel. But in Eretz Yisrael, he would be Maida. Okay? In other words, the question is what Rabbi Akiva held. Does Rabbi Akiva hold
in Eretz Yisrael,
or not? Right. And Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, the Sonai Tamon, and so was taught here in Babylonia. Halacha divri mishu mekel b'chutz la'aretz, the same thing. Just for context, the Rambam paskin 6. The Rambam paskin 6. And there are some that paskin 3 in chutz la'aretz.
Oh, with the Rambam paskin 6 even in chutz la'aretz.
Yes, just stick stam six stam with no chiluk,
uh-huh.
No chiluk. So, okay. All right. So let's go on. We're on Nun Vav Halacha Beis in the Mishnah. Oros shehu yotze min ha-madrega. If an oros protrudes, good word there, protrudes from an embankment, so there's an incline, okay? There is an incline, and the oros, if you could, you don't have to picture it in your mind's eye because there's a diagram. Your Achmiel is the only one who has to picture it in his mind's eye. Okay, so the oris is on the top of it's like a cliff, right?
The incline is not the fence, the incline is the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's an incline there.
On top of the incline.
Right.
And the stuff is hanging over the incline.
And the stuff is hanging over.
Cantilever.
Yeah. Cantilever, there you go. Beautiful. Oh, ooh, very beautiful. It's cantilever.
The stem, the plant, is on
that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do with this? So Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov has the following halacha. Im oimed ba'aretz, uvotzer es kulo, if you're able to stand on the ground, meaning on the lower part, and you're able to harvest, hareza oiser arba amas basore, so it asers 4 amas, not only asers under that, you know, that over that cantilever, that overhang, but it asers 4 amas afterwards.
So where's the person standing?
This person standing right alongside the Oros on the other side,
on the lower part.
On the lower part.
Oh, on the lower part.
But he's standing right outside, and it's hanging over him.
Right. Want to know and where he can plant.
Does he need a ladder? Does he need a ladder to harvest, or can he just go out and pick it?
Oh, so if he needs a ladder, that'll all be different.
Yes.
The difference.
We're going to find out.
Gemara is going to talk about it, but it's basically Marasayan.
The question is where I can plant the next plant.
That's correct.
And dependent on whether this is within reach, that will determine where the, quote, end of that plant is.
Yes. Okay. Now, there's no question, remember, under the thing itself, no question that's going to be us no matter what, right, with the ladder or without the ladder.
Right?
Because
that's draping over. Like,
that's draping over. That you can't. The question is, do you have to have another 4 amas?
What our chaka is.
What our chaka. It's more than 4 amas of ground from the stem. And there's no yanuka through the air.
Yeah.
No, that says
yeah, this is all, this seems to be all drabana.
Well,
okay.
If you drape kufanim over tvua, you know that it's not yanuka. Right. You know it's a marzain.
Okay, so let me direct your attention to the brackets at the end of footnote 3. Okay, it's on the right side. The Mishnah's ruling applies equally where the vineyard is planted on the same level as the harvester, and the branches spread out horizontally overhead. If the grapes can be reached from the ground, sowing is prohibited within 4 amas of the edge of the overhead vines, not only an embankment. That's what it says here, on the same level as the harvester. Otherwise, these 4 amas are permitted, only the area beneath the vines is prohibited. The Mishnah cites the case of an embankment because its vines are less likely to be within easy reach, and to teach that the surrounding ground is prohibited even when the vines are in a separate raised area. Okay? And then it says here, the next bracket, the prohibition of the 4 amas around the overhead vines forbids sowing in that area. If, however, one does not sow in these 4 amas, the plants are not prohibited for benefit. Okay? So it's obviously a Maris Ayin situation. It doesn't aser. It doesn't make it, it doesn't make whatever you plant aser. Not real, right? So I'm going to show you soon where I have a problem with our scroll. It seems to be a stira in the footnote, and I'm going to show you soon. But I'm just saying that's what they're saying here. That's what they're saying here. It's not just the case of Madrega of the embankment. It's any case. Okay. It just wanted to point out a certain chiddush here. So we said, Areza Oisar Arba Amas Basoda. If you need a ladder, if you don't need a ladder, Vimlav, if you do need a ladder, Ein Oisar Ala Kenegde, only underneath. Reb Lo'ozo Oimer, another halacha, Im Hanoitea Achas Ba'aretz Va'achs Madrega. This is not a halacha that applies to Oris. This is Stam, rows of Akira, right? If you plant one row on top and then one row lower, okay? If it is 10 tefachim higher than the ground, we're going to find out what it is. We do not know what it means yet. The Gemara is going to ask. Ein mistaref asima. It is not mistaref if it's asar tefachim v'im lav, but if it's not asar tefachim reizu mistaref asima, it's mistaref together and it can be a kerem. Okay? So before we get into this mission, the Gemara is going to go off on a little bit of a tangent. Okay? almost similar to what we did before. Reb Shmuel bar Nachman, Reb Yonasan B'Shem, Reb Liezer ben Yaakov. Okay, it's that grouping. Reb Shmuel bar Nachman and in the name of Reb Yonasan, in the name of Reb Liezer ben Yaakov. Okay, we're on 56B on the top. He said three different things. Okay, Hagomeim es kamei pachas b'tepach. If one cuts down. Fancy way of saying cut down is raises, which is very confusing because raises could be spelled R-A-I-S-E. And this is R-A-Z-E. Okay. If one raises his vineyard, cuts down his vineyard, pachas b'tefach, to where the stump is less than a tefach from the ground, less than 4 inches. So it looks like it's all gone, but it's not really all gone. And whatever grows from here is going to grow out of where? Out of this stump. So it's not really a brand new growth. But it looks like it's a brand new growth. Chayiv ba'arla. He will be chayiv in arla. He has to treat it like it's a brand new growth. B'pnei maris ha'ayin. Because of maris ha'ayin. We know it's not a brand new growth. You know, it's because there's going to be a stump and we're going to see shoots coming out of the stump. Right? So it's not brand new, but we don't care. Marasayan, you have to count like it's Arla, you have to wait 3 years, and then you have to revive the whole thing. Divrei Chachamim, at sheyogum me'im ha'aretz. The Chachamim say, that was Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Chachamim say, no, it has to be completely level with the ground. The cutting, like the stump has to be completely gone in order for it to be Marasayan, that you can't see it if you step away. Nothing shows. Then we hold that you have to be choshish for at least arla, because it's similar to a new growth, even if it's not. But if you even have a tiny stump that's less than 4 inches, according to the chachamim, it is considered. It's considered again, the same. You don't have to worry about it. It's not marasayan. What?
The footnote says that it's a marasayan thing. That if it's down
correct
the ground, that
it's
you
all
can't
marasayan,
see it,
right?
So that it's new. Could see anything anybody will say, just wants to thicken it.
It's all marasayan. Yeah, exactly. It's all marasayan. Reb Shmuel bar Nachman, Meshem Reb Yonasan, Meshem Reb Eliezer bar Yaakov, same memra, same people. Another halacha. And we could be very proud because we learned these halachas in the previous Masechta. Oysa kri min aleket, umin ashikcha, umin apeya, chai b'chum migdailo, b'pnei marasayan. Right? If you make a pile of grain, if you pile on grain from leka chicken peya, are leka chicken peya chaya b'maisris or b'chuma gedayla? Any of those? No, right? What's the pasuk? The footnote brought down the pasuk. Oba levi ki ein loy chelik v'nachla imach. Only if the levi can come and take the maisri ein loy chelik v'nachla imach. But if the levi is an ani, he has the right to shek leka chicken peya. So Mamela, it's not Chayba Maestris, Mufurish, right? It's a Duraisa, right? Yet, if there's a Cree, if there's a pile, if whoever was doing this took a little bit from this field, a little bit from this field, and piled it up to where it was a Cree, it becomes Chayba Maestris because of Marsa Ayin. Yeah. And actually, the Rambam Paskins, I checked, the Rambam Paskins, this halacha, and adds a little bit more that it's maris ayin if he smoothed it out, if he did meruach. If he did meruach on the kri, then it's considered maris ayin. But the Rambam's not willing to go to say if there's no meruach, no, because then people will think, oh, he still has meruach, so they won't be chayshin. He's allowed to eat it. Okay, and that's the second halacha with the same chain of people, and Shmuel bar Nachman, Meshem Reb Yonasan, Meshem Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, Mishum Beishamai this time, this third halacha is Mishum Beishamai, Hameis Betamei Arba Amis Beshus Rab Mepnei Chvaydai. A Rachmana Lislana mace that's in a funeral procession, it's in a Levaya, right? Even within Arba Amis, he's Metamei. Anybody that gets within Arba Amis is considered Tamei. Is there such a halacha like that? Absolutely not. A mace is only mitame two ways. What are the two ways? Maga or oil. There's no, where do you get Arba Amas? This is pure Maris Ayin, right? Now, the Bavli, if you look at footnote 7, second paragraph, Bavli Sota states this identical ruling, but without limiting it to a corpse. Rashi there explains that the decree is enacted because of those who eat taharas. So it's a whole different. It's actually, in other words, it's really for Eichlei Taharas who get within Arba Amas. It's not for regular people.
If there's no mace, what's making them
tummy? Stam, it's you know, this these levels of chumrah that they place. Nothing's making them tummy. I mean, look at Maseches Chagiga. The whole thing's full of these, you know. Because of this, it's not. Nothing's making them tummy.
Yeah, second paragraph says.
Oh, unaware that Shapsi, unaware that he is contaminated, the person will consume taras in a state of tumma, because he might venture near a corpse and render himself tummy by unthinkingly stretching a hand over it. Because we know it's Batamas Boy also, yeah. So we want to keep like a perimeter. It's mamish, you know. Like the nazar, like you tell the nazar, stay away from the karam, right?
6 feet away from somebody who's coughing.
6 feet away, exactly. Thank you, doctor. Right. So it's a chumrah, but it seems to be more limited in the Bavli, at least, by the Ochlei Taharas. At least Rashi explains that way. Okay, so we have three Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov things that are Meshum Maris Ayin. Reb Mona Omar. Ramana says, Hadah achraisa mishum beis shamai. Only the last one was mishum beis shamai. So obviously, so we wouldn't, definitely would not paskin those two, but the other two we would paskin. Okay? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi bun amar kulay mishum beis shamai. All of them are beis shamai. Memeli wouldn't paskin them at all. But as I said, the Rambam definitely paskins the middle one. So he doesn't hold, he's not passing like Rabbi Yosef Rebun. He holds a snap by Shammai. So Rabbi Yaina comes, Rabbi Yaina says, Uf hadah desnina ibnei maras ayin. This halacha we have, that you have four ames beyond the kerem, right? That's also because of maras ayin. That's not ikar hadin. That four ames extra that we're imposing, that if you can pick it without a ladder, the overhead on an embankment, right? You have to give yourself more than four amas. That's also mibnei maras ayin, because people are not going to if you look at the 56b2, that first full paragraph, the Gemara points out that by biblical law there is no basis for this. Rather, the prohibition of the additional four amas is the consequence of a rabbinic decree forbidding maras ayin. Since the vines of the upper field can be harvested from the lower field, an observer perceives the two areas as one. Because
so if you need to use a ladder, then they say, oh, it's two separate fields.
Exactly.
But you still are not allowed to plant underneath. You have to.
For sure, that's for sure.
Right, you have to do it at least from the.
Right. So to avoid this appearance, the rabbis forbade such sowing. And then here's my kasha, okay. And then in that bracket of that paragraph, the decree is limited to an oris on an embankment whose elevation could cause people to misjudge the distance between oris and seed, and to perceive a person sowing in a permitted area as transgressing the law of Kliyim. To avoid the slightest appearance of impropriety, the rabbis enacted a more stringent law in this case. I read to you that footnote for a reason the first time. So unless I was reading it wrong, the footnote on the Mishnah said that there is no difference between an embankment and the same level. Did it not? It said this halacha applies whether there's an embankment or not. I don't know. This looks like it's only an embankment because people misjudge it. And if you look at the Rambam paskins it b'madrega. Rambam doesn't paskin this halach without an embankment. Tzarechian. Maybe you guys can help me out, but do a little bit of research there. Okay? Let's just try to go to the end. Gavaya. So we have this halacha. We're off of the aris. We're off of the aris. Remember, we said there's a row on top and then a row on the bottom. If there are 10 amos in between, you look at them as separate.
The row on top is on top of the aris, or just on top of the ground?
No aris.
It's just two rows, embankment, 10 tefachim.
Yeah.
Separate
and you may be interested in the diagram on in note 15. Okay, that really basically teaches you the whole Gemara we're about to do. Okay, you see that? So you've got rows 1, 2, 3. You have row 1 on a level on the lower
bottom.
The bottom.
2 is in the middle. 3 is on top.
Two is in the middle. 3 is on top.
Towards the top.
2 is within 10 tefachim. Of 1, 3 is not within 10 tefachim of 1. Okay? So that's exactly what the Gemara is going to say. Ma, this it is 10 tefachim. What is it? The Gemara asks.
Is that within 10 tefachim?
Gavaya Shura, Gavaya Madrega. Are we talking about the row is within or outside of 10 tefachim? Or is the embankment, right? 10. More or less than 10 tefachim.
Between the stems, or is it the airspace?
Exactly. So the Gemara says, the Gemara speaks out, in Tamar Gavaya Shura, if you say that you're talking about the rows, Shipua HaMadrega Kilimatan, the slope of the embankment will have a din like the lower field. Okay? Which means that even row 3 is definitely going to be
more than 10
tefachim, you're good. But row 2 is going to be usser because it's within 10 tefachim. So if the it said 10 tefachim, you look at 10 tefachim, is row 1 more or less than 10 tefachim from row 2? If it's more, right?
So then it's not a kerem.
Then it's not a kerem. If it is,
it's less,
right? Right?
And
it doesn't matter that it's on a madrega. It wouldn't help you, the fact that it's on a madrega. In Tamar, Gavaya Madrega, if you're talking about the height of the embankment, so Shipua Madrega Kilimalan, that row 2, anything that's on the Shipua is going to have a din of like it's on top and not on the bottom. So row 2 will not be usher. Row 2, well, it will not be a kerem.
So
it'll be like it's on top.
Even if it's less than Asara Tefachim, because it's
on an embankment, that's more than, because it's on an embankment that's more than Asara Tefachim, no matter where it is placed on the embankment, it will be considered Lamala. Right. And the Gemara seems to blibe. Oh, the Gemara is going to actually answer this, but we're not going to do it tonight. We're going to answer Shem because it's going to be totally in a brisa that's going to get a little bit more involved. Okay? So it's better not to rush through this.
All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand that you're going to be